What is et al? Et al is the abbreviation of the term et alia. It means and others, and it is most commonly used as part of a citation in a paper. We use et al to show that there are other authors, editors, etc. who contributed to a text. You'll see it used in the bibliography or reference section of research papers and other texts that use citations. If you can't understand why we use this in a citation, let's imagine this example. You're writing a research paper for your company that will be published for industry-wide use. And one of your stories is a textbook that has over 60 contributing authors and editors. This actually happened to me when I was in college. Now imagine that you also have two other sources in the paper with 40 and 15 authors besides the first textbook. In your bibliography, are you going to cite or list out every single one of those authors? Also, if you cite their work in other sections of your paper, are you going to list out every author every time? No, that's the beauty of et al. You only have to name two or three authors and then add et al. To show that there were more. We'll go over how to do this in the next section.